Alan, two games into the league, two defeats in Tyrone. What's the mood?
The mood, Tom, would be, I suppose, quite downbeat at the moment because, obviously, you mentioned there about the two defeats, but I think maybe it's more so the performances in those two games, and especially the game against Mayo last week. Now, I suppose every year Tyrone go into the Mayo game, and if it's an away game, they seem to do well, but if it's a home game, they seem to do less well. But, you know, to have lost and to have been trailing at one stage by 110 to 3 points, I think it raised sort of concerns that probably both the players and the management would have preferred a much better performance, and Mayo just really dictated the game from probably midway through the second half right to the finish, and it raised, as I say, those concerns for Tyrone, and it puts pressure on them for the rest of the campaign.
Yeah, and you know, they had gone in as usual on the back of a good McKenna Cup run.
Yeah, they had, and I suppose it's it begs the question, how useful is that McKenna Cup run whenever you had that good campaign? You know, you beat Armagh in the final. There were 12,000 over at the Athletic Grounds for that game, and everything seemed to be going to plan. But then suddenly you go down to Kerry, down to Killarney for the first round of the league, and it's a dank, wet day, and you come away with it maybe with only 2 or 3 points from play and a 5-point defeat. Now, while that 5-point defeat probably was a wee bit flattering for Kerry, it still was a loss for Tyrone, and for the second year running now, they're going into the third game of the league really needing points at this stage to avoid being dragged into a sort of a relegation dogfight, even at this early stage of the season.
Well, as you said, it's no different to last year. Maybe performances were better, but the results were the same.
The results were the same, and I suppose on the other hand, the results subsequently were better, because I remember the game maybe that turned it for Tyrone last year was the win over Donegal, and obviously that had repercussions for Donegal in terms of their future in Division One. But and the same could happen in Roscommon. Roscommon obviously are only up from Division Two. Tyrone have a good record against them, but aside from that, you're going down to Dr. Hyde Park. It's you know, Roscommon are buoyed by their win over Monaghan last week, and I suppose especially the circumstances of that with their last minute goal, and the fact that they're only up from Division Two. They're really anxious to, I suppose, survive in the top flight. Anthony Cunningham, the former Galway hurling manager, seems to have added a wee bit of bite to them, and a wee bit of I suppose defensive nuance or knowledge to their performances, and that's just going to make it maybe more difficult than if you'd been playing a Roscommon team that was fully concentrating on all-out attack.
Yeah, it really is a big four-pointer, and that's for both teams.
It is, yeah, because if Tyrone are beaten, things don't get any easier for them because of Cavan, the Monaghan. They have Dublin still to play.
Galway
as well. So, you know, those are going to be four games that certainly aren't going to be easy. There's going to be no easy points there. And not that there would be, but at least if you're going into those games with the knowledge of having won one or two matches prior to that, it eases the pressure somewhat. But if you're going into your fourth game having lost the previous three, the pressure really is on, and I think for the future of the, you know, for the short-term future in terms of Tyrone, the last thing they'll want is to be going into the last sort of third of their Division 1 campaign, you know, staring a place in Division 2, staring that straight in the face.
It certainly looks as if by the team selection, if Mickey Hart is certainly not panicking anyway, because there's just the one change.
Yeah, there's just the one change, and I suppose there has been a wee bit of I would say comment about the fact that there is only the one change from the team that lost to Mayo, and I suppose it's the one change is an important one, and Cathal McShane coming in at full forward, and Cathal obviously, you know, seems to be developing into, like Richie Donnelly last year, a sort of a target man in that position. But at the same time, you kind of wonder, does Mickey Hart want to sort of, you know, try and get that wee bit of consistency, knowing that maybe things will, you know, will come right in the end, and that they'll get to the win over Roscommon, and suddenly everything will be okay. But at the same time, there may be only one change, but the team is a very experienced team. Like, you've all the, you know, you've all the players there who are, you know, are champion, you know, have played in the championship. The likes of Ronan McNamee, Hugh Pat McGeary, Tiernan McCann, Matty Donnelly, Niall Sludden, Darren McCurry, Lee Brennan. They're all well-known players and they're all experienced players, so they should be capable of producing the goods and getting the win over Roscommon. But still, there's still that nagging doubt that's there, and I suppose it's added to the fact that, and we'll have to remember that you're still missing Colm Kavanagh, who's out. He got an operation on his ear, and you're still missing Conor McCallisky, which are two very, very important players.